Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
The old song performed by British World War II soldiers begins with the line, "Hitler has only got one ball." A series on Channel 4 found and analysed an example of Hitler's DNA to discover the truth or not of that, along with some other rumours swirling around him. One of the people involved in the series was Dr. Alex Kay from the University of Potsdam. Good afternoon, Alex.
Good afternoon, Sean.
How did you find an example of Hitler's DNA, and how were you able to confirm it was actually his?
Well, I wasn't involved directly in this process myself. I was brought in later as the historical consultant and co-lead investigator on the program. But the process began actually a long time ago when a piece of fabric from Hitler's surfer in his Berlin bunker was cut out by a senior American officer. And probably not imagining for one moment that there would be a DNA sample in that and it would be tested 80 years later. But he passed it down to his son, and his son then eventually donated it to a museum in Gettysburg. And then the owner of the museum made this sample of fabric from the surfer available for DNA testing. And then it was discovered that there was blood on the surfer from where Hitler had shot himself, and then bled onto it. And then that's what got the ball rolling to begin with.
Okay. Now, I suppose the thing, just to put a marker in here, when it comes to DNA analysis, it can't tell you 100% certain things about a person, perhaps give you indications rather than anything else.
I think it's important to differentiate here between two findings that the program will show when it airs. One is things that the DNA can definitely tell us, and one are things that are only indications of a predisposition. Okay. So in the first category fall, for me as a historian, two major findings. One of them is that Hitler did not have Jewish ancestry. This is a long-standing rumor, dates from the early 1920s, so it was already around at the time of Hitler's life, and many people have written about this, talked about this. We can now definitively say, based on the analysis of the DNA sample, that Hitler did not have Jewish ancestry. We know that. We also know that he had a genetic disorder called Kallmann syndrome, which impacts on the production of testosterone, it impacts on reproductive capacity, it impacts on sex drive, and we know that he had that. It's a genetic disorder. And then on the other hand, there are findings that, and you rightly say this, there are findings that are only, that remain speculative, that we don't know for certain. They're just indications of a possibility of a stronger disposition in Hitler. And into this category fall these findings about autism, schizophrenia, and bipolar.
A lot of indications there. But all those things you mentioned, I suppose there's a wealth of other factors involved there as well. But the second finding about the testosterone production, is that close to definitive that the old song was true about him? He only had one testicle.
So that is absolutely definitive, but we already knew that. So we already knew, based on historical documentation, that Hitler had an undescended testicle, that his right testicle was undescended. And we know this because after the famous beer hall putsch of November 1923, he was arrested and sent to Landsberg prison, and then he underwent a medical examination. And the doctor actually determined that he had an undescended testicle. And this document, part of his medical file from Landsberg prison, was rediscovered at an auction in 2010. and then analyzed by a German historian 5 years later, right? So we already knew that. Now we have the explanation for the undescended testicle. And that explanation is this genetic disorder, Kallmann syndrome.
Is that where the song may have come from, or is there any explanation of that?
That's a really good question, Sean, and we've puzzled over this. We haven't been able to determine the origins of the song. You know, everybody knows this song, and it was around during the Second World War, but we don't know exactly where it came from. But it clearly it was clearly true. You know, it had this undescended testicle, and I can only suppose that because there were already rumors during Hitler's lifetime about his lack of a private life, lack of intimate relationships, the fact that he never undressed in public, even when it was part of kind of excursions to a lake or that kind of thing. I suppose that's where rumors must have come from, and they existed at the time. And I guess British propaganda got hold of this, and in an attempt to discredit him, made up this song. But it's remarkable because it turns out that it's true.
Yeah. I think you alluded to it there already. Would he have had a very low sex drive, or maybe even no sex drive?
Well, as with many such disorders, Kallmann syndrome is on a spectrum, right? So we can't know for certain how pronounced Hitler's Kallmann syndrome was. So, for example, people with Kallmann sometimes do not complete puberty, but we know that Hitler did complete puberty. He had a deep voice. He had a mustache, right? So that's clear. So it probably didn't have very severe Kallmann syndrome. However, one of the symptoms of Kallmann's is this low sex drive, and in some cases, no sex drive at all, as you just said. Yes.
The show is called Hitler's DNA Blueprint of a Dictator. You can get that, find that on Channel 4. Dr. Alex Kay is from the War Studies Department at the University of Potsdam. Alex, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.